Good morning.
Good morning.
Delightful to be here. Okay, I guess I get to do the announcement. On Monday is the food pantry, and Anne and Buck Gilbert are doing.
Yep.
Good. I appreciate that. I suppose that's the bread of the life. Or is it different?
Yeah,
it's different.
No, it's
bread of life. Yeah. Well, because of the claim. We do one in Buffalo too, in Canada. 10 a.m. is Bible study. Went on Tuesday. Wednesday at 8 a.m. is the men's breakfast. That sounds good. Women ought to do something like that. At 5:30 is the youth group. At 6:15, the soup supper and then worship at the UCC church. And Thursday at 2 is the bell choir practice. Oh, that sounds like fun. And then next Sunday at 2 p.m. is your council meeting. Good luck with that. And then also, I've been given a little yellow piece of paper. Because Easter's coming, the resurrection, and you all need your lilies. So if you want to donate, please fill this out so that your secretary can go and get them. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me. Let's take a moment and just center ourselves. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ is given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Episcopal Church, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And we are singing hymn number 324.
Thank you.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
First reading is from the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings out chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me and the jackals and ostriches and such. For I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 126 responsively. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongues shouts of joy. Then we said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the war horses of the nation.
Those who sowed with tears will reap with the songs of joy.
Those who dwell weeping and carrying the seed will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
The second reading is from the third chapter of Philippians. Paul writes, if anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through the faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may obtain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Whoops. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lazarus, Mary, and Martha are Jesus' friends, and he's staying at their house. He's resurrected Lazarus, and they know and believe in Jesus. I'm not sure that you can call them disciples, and I think their relationship is different than that. It's a place of rest for Jesus, a place where he can relax, be himself for just a little while. And Martha shows her love by doing, Mary by giving what she has. And how do you show your love for others? Some of us, it's in action, like Martha, cooking favorite meals. Others, it's in gifts, even if it is the gift of self. One has to be prepared in showing your love to others that you might get hurt. And the other part of gift-giving is the receiver. One has to be able to receive. Often we're not very good at that. We're taught that it's on our own merits we should be recognized. How often when one gets a compliment, do we turn it back? Why is it we are often uncomfortable with taking a gift of any kind, whether it be in words or presence, if it's not a special occasion? I often think of flowers in my yard. All they require is sunlight, water, and the weeds removed. And in reward, they share their beauty and their fragrance. Often, you can go out to old homesteads and see the remnants of old flower beds, which still produce flowers for the glory of just being. Think of the bees, which convert the pollen to honey, and we get to taste the sweetness of the flowers. Unfortunately, as Christians, we don't often have a clear understanding of what God expects from us. William Berkeley told of a dog he once owned, Rusty, a bull terrier. He would accompany Berkeley on walks down the meadows and beside a stream, and when they reached the stream, Rusty had a passion for plunging into the water, locating a rock on the bottom of the stream, getting it in his mouth, and bringing it to the bank. He would carefully deposit the stone some distance from the water's edge, and then go for another one. Time and again, he would fetch his treasured rocks, repeating the process for hours if so allowed. Berkeley asked the question, What's the point of retrieving rocks from the bottom of a stream for this dog? As far as he could determine, there was none. The exercise served no discernible purpose at all. Barclay then observed that this is the way many Christians are. They seem to be going through the same monotonous act routine every day, but without a purpose, with no prolonged goal. It can appear that we might not know our reason for existence. And Barclay suggests these people operate on a dog level. Martha kept herself busy, doing what she knew. Not only does the soul need fed, but the body as well. Good hospitality takes work. Mary is by giving of self. Even though a woman shouldn't touch the feet, loosen her hair with company, yet she follows her soul and does what her heart calls her to do. Jesus is headed to the cross, and I'm not sure if Martha or Mary understands this. What they are showing and sharing is with me is how I should love unconditionally, and whether I do that with actions or just sharing from what I have, each is okay. Life is short, and if one is not in the habit of sharing one's love, even at the risk of being rebuffed, one should still do it. Think of a baby who requires everything from you when they're little. The joy they show. It's only when they grow and learn to be independent that they learn to live on self. A hug and a dandelion flower given by a child is one of the best bouquets ever given to a parent. A child's laughter is like the music to one's ears. A story shared by an older person is a gift and a treasure if we stop and listen. Jesus and Lazarus have been marked for death. Jesus, because he is the Savior, and the powers to be are scared of what they might do to them. Lazarus, because he's the proof. How easy it is in life to condemn because of fear of change or loss of power. The God that one serves is not following plans or the human rules and laws. We have to be open to receive and give, to share God's love, and you have to give love. And to love one is going to not only know joy, but to know suffering. Amen.
Thank you.
another, let's all say our statements of faith, the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Draw close to the heart of God, we offer these prayers for the Church, the world, and all who are in need. Do a new thing in the Church. Free us from paradigms that no longer serve the gospel, and bring forward leaders who imagine fresh ways of doing ministry. Give us courage in the face of change. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Do a new thing for creation. Reverse the trajectory of climate change and environmental catastrophes. Revive habitats already impaired by human disregard. Amplify the voices of climate scientists and researchers working to chart a new course. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Do a new thing in our world. Break barriers that prevent political enemies from working together for the well-being of the world. Make a way for peace and collaboration among the nations. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Do a new thing for those who suffer. Reveal a path for any who are unemployed or underemployed. For those who experience homelessness. For all who struggle with rent. Comfort those who grieve and restore those who are sick. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Do a thing within us. Direct us into encounters that broaden our understanding of the human experience. Amplify voices that are ignored or devalued. Deliver us especially from the scourge of racism. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Do a new thing in our death. Fill us with the knowledge of Christ and the power of his resurrection as we give thanks for. Please. For the names of all the saints who have attained the prize of their heavenly court. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Accept the prayers we bring, O God, on behalf of a world in need for the sake of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And we greet one another in peace.
Peace of the Lord. Oh, I love how this
peace of the Lord is peace. Now, peace. Okay, I'm going to teach you a handshake. Okay? Peace. Cool, huh? So if you ever go to Africa, the Tanzanian region, that's how they would be.
Peace be with you.
I tease all of you, but I think time is. I don't know. Broken.
It's all there.
I know. And I guess we're going to do the communion at the rail. That was what was offered. I was given a choice, and popular opinion is that what you do the first, and we're not going to break tradition. So. Are you doing an offertory now, or are you still doing it? Okay. So thank you for sending your offerings to the church or giving online banking or however you give. It's just your soul and the peace in the world. And the hymn is 184.
Thank you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for this pastoral feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, you may come to the fullness of your grace. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join this their unending hymn. Supper, he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, shed for you and for all the people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the sin of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus did. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet. For all is now ready.
blood of Christ, the bread of heaven. The blood of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Our prayer, song, and grateful.
bless you and watch you. God shall let his presence enlighten you and give you grace. And God shall direct his providence towards you and give you peace. Amen. May the blessings of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And the hymn is 451.
Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.